It's kind of funny. If you come in my office, you're going to see a tag that says 1991 Alaska teacher placement with my name on it. And so I tried to come to Alaska, and at that time there were thousands of applicants for each job. But I didn't care. I was new, I was young, and I knew for sure I was going to get a job. And Haines is the place, when you go to fairs like that, people want to come to. So I had even more competition than I thought I would have. Well, that didn't go so well. So I wound up in Nevada. We all have goals for what we want to do, and mine was to be here. It took me a while, but I just feel really privileged to be here, and I'm glad that that worked out.
So you're taking over for Rich Carlson. So he was an interim superintendent. Mm-hmm. He's kind of served in that capacity multiple times over the last few years. Tell me a little bit about the transition. There's last night at the school board meeting, there was a discussion of a kind of mentorship contract. So how's that going to work?
You bet. Whenever I was hired, the question about mentorship came up, and there was no decision made. It was just kind of a think about, Roy, what you want to do. And there's lots of different avenues that superintendent mentorship happens all over our state. And it just became kind of a natural thing that whenever it came time to request something, that it would be to work with him. Rich is a highly successful superintendent. He knows Haines. He knows Alaska. I think that everybody feels confident in that collaboration that he and I are going to continue to have. So we'll continue with a weekly phone call, and then as needed, I'll call him. If there was an emergency or something that, the board requested or I requested him to come, I don't think that would happen per se, but that's available in the contract. If he's here, if he's in Juneau and I happen to be there and we could spend time working together, for a stretch of 3, 4, 5 hours on different things, that's available. So it's really going to be just kind of an as-needed approach during the next few months of my job here.
There's a few new changes this year in terms of staff. So there's this new dean of students position. And then also at the meeting last night, you mentioned there might be some openings for paraprofessionals and a lunchroom position. So can you tell me a little bit about just some of the staff changes that are going to be happening?
Mm-hmm. The paraprofessional positions are ones that may be required depending on student need that we're anticipating. Those kinds of positions require that a student is there that needs support for that position to be hired. So that's not something that would be a new position per se, an unfunded position, because there will be funding that follows that through special education law and through different things like that. So we're proactively trying to prepare for the potential for having some students that may require that support. Katie, our lunchroom aide, is going to be doing something else, which, good for her. That is it's a really rewarding job that she's been doing, and having been an elementary principal. But we're going to be hiring a lunchroom aide to fill her vacancy.
You mentioned Senate Bill 144 last night, and that actually added some funding to the budget. So how did that all come about?
So on June the 15th, we got word that there was, kind of a last second addition to our funding. And so we were excited. I mean, anytime that you can be on the winning side of that, it's a good thing. What this does is it's like a shot in the arm. It's not a long-term commitment. I think the state is concerned about, their financial decisions and don't necessarily want to make long-term commitments right now. But this is a short-term, one-time shot that came to us that's going to add some money to the budget. And it was just kind of a bonus.